Last week we had a guest on the program, John Ronson, who talked about some of the things that went on with the military a long time ago. And I want to get your reaction to that because you know, overlap some of those areas.
Oh, I'm a principal in the book. And my word for this, I have two words. It's called Jason Blair. And I'm assuming that any journalist is familiar with that.
Well, that's a polite way of putting it, isn't it?
Well, for the audience who's not, Jason Blair was a New York Times reporter who caused them considerable damage because he was faking stories.
Ended up having to resign.
Right.
And out he went in a scandal.
And the problem that we have is, A, most of this stuff was wrong. B, starting counting today, I have now located 16 of the people in the book. 13 of us have, to the best of our knowledge, never met this guy.
And well, it sounds like you guys were his best friend.
Well, I know, and I mean, there are some glaring errors that are mentioned, like in the Playboy article as well as the book. Like Al Gore is one of, I'm one of Al Gore's best friends, for instance. I've met him once. He wouldn't know me if I walked in the door or anything else. But the whole book is just replete with those. And what happened was that there was an individual whom he gives some credit, John Sargent, with whom a number of us did meet. Some of them didn't even meet him. And yet he has all these firsthand references as if they're real. And the biggest problem that I have, that's a huge one, of course, is a word that I got published called ergofusion. And ergofusion means the misidentification of causal relationships. You know, if this, then that.
Right.
And his book says, because of some stuff we did, and there were some things we did, some, we can talk about some of the kind of far-out stuff we did.
Sure.
Early 80s, but therefore Abu Ghraib happened. In the book, because they did remote viewing, Heaven's Gate happened. And yet there's no earthly connection between those things.
Well, the when I read his book, and then we had him on the air, and he talked about the military trying to get people to walk through walls, I went, would they really do that? But it sounded pretty convincing.
Well, it's really what happens is he's taken sort of a little bit of truth and extrapolated tremendously. And the basic answer is no. The guy he talks about, General Stubblebine, is a friend of mine. We're still in contact. By the way, he says that he has not met John, although that has come up several times.
Okay.
And I can tell you definitely, I mean, he was my boss. He was Major General. At that time, I was a Lieutenant Colonel before I got promoted. And he definitely knew the difference between a hypothetical construct, i.e., atoms are mostly made up of space, so therefore you ought to be able to interpenetrate
right
in reality. And yet this book and the articles are written like he stood around in his office and kept running into the wall and threatening to break his nose.
Well, yeah, as a matter of fact, that's what the guest, John Ronson, was saying, that he's kept smashing into the wall.
It's silliness. Absolute silliness. And that's an example. Now, the 1st Earth Battalion comes up in this. And interestingly, another person who, like my, by the way, in the book, he actually describes my house and whatnot, does the same with Jim Channon. And Jim created the 1st Earth Battalion. By the way, I'd urge that you get him on because he can tell you some fantastic stories.
Okay, we'll do that.
And Jim is one of the most brilliant, creative Imagineers that was in the Army. And they did send him out kind of on a scouting mission looking at a lot of unusual technology. We're looking to say, CR, what we were interested in is how do you take good people and make them better? We have a lot of modalities in, you know, therapies that how do you take broken people and try to fix them? We wanted to push the other end side of the envelope. Jimmy is a gifted artist. And what you could do with him is say, I've got an idea, and like we're doing now, discussing something, and he walks up to the board and draws these tremendous pictures so that people can look at it and graphically see these notions. And certainly some of the things that he did you still see in Army graphics today, some of the basic symbol. 99% of this stuff was very straight forward. And so the thing about the carrying the goats is like one technology out of 125 different ideas that were put forth in the 1st Earth Battalion. I would like to talk about the battalion per se because
Why don't you explain what the 1st Earth Battalion was?
Yeah. And contrary to what is written, in reality, it was a notional kind of unit. It is not real, okay? Although, if you read the or listen book, it actually says that I was offered command of this unit. It never was a military unit. Just doesn't exist, whatever. It was, as I say, notional. In the early 80s, there was something called Task Force Delta, which is not to be confused with Delta Force. And it was a think tank, and we looked at a lot of very, very far-out stuff. And it was a freedom to think. Now, being a military unit, the idea of having an element or something that you could put these notional constructs on was very useful. So he created and actually owns, literally copyrighted, the 1st Earth Battalion. And there is, if you go to his website, which is jimchannon.com, you can actually download the training manual. And it was trying to revisit, you know, what war might look like in the future and how some of these, what were then emerging technologies, particularly in making people better, how that would affect both the military and the world.
Well, this 1st Earth Battalion and some of the things that Ronson speculated that they've done, I mean, when you say part of it was true, part of it was not, I mean, how much is fabrication in terms of his story?
Well, almost
in terms
all.
Of percent? Oh, okay.
Almost all. But the 1st Earth Battalion, like I said, was a private thing owned by Channon, and it's a book and people can go in and look at it. It never was a real unit. They even got the goat thing wrong. So even when I had first heard, there was a book that came out in the UK first.
And just so people know what we're talking about, Ronson claims that the organization had people who concentrated on killing goats.
Yeah,
it was a test to see if they could then try it on humans with their mind.
Yeah.
Not with a weapon, but with their mind,
yeah.
Right?
When the book first came out in the UK, which is slightly different from the US version, I did send him an email and said, you got it wrong. He hit the goat, because I am the person who put him in touch with an individual by the name of Guy Savelli, a martial artist. And this had come about in an interview with John Sargent. See, a number of us were interviewed by a third party, not by Ronson.
But for the book?
Had no knowledge of a book or anything.
He was doing
some video stuff, and they came to see me ostensibly to talk about non-lethal weapons.